Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. District officials in Wyoming have held the first of three public meetings about a proposal to arm educators at six rural schools. Educators in the Campbell County School District would be given de-escalation and verbal control techniques and must take psychological evaluations designed to discover participant tendencies. The district is expected to pay for ammunition, lockboxes, evaluations, drug and alcohol tests, and 56 hours of training. It would not pay for firearms and holsters. Officials have not yet provided an estimated cost. Officials encourage people to comment at the next two meetings or submit comments online. A Cheyenne man and woman who pleaded guilty to possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine within 1,000 feet of a public elementary school and possession of firearms in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime were sentenced Tuesday in federal court. U.S. District Court Judge Scott W. Scavdall sentenced Sabrina Adria Butler, 29, and Trevor Nathaniel Harada, 30, to 9 years in prison and 5 years of supervised release. The two were arrested in Cheyenne on November 19, 2018, after officers observed them driving away from their home. They were stopped for having active arrest warrants. Harada told officers that he and Butler had been purchasing methamphetamine in Colorado since the beginning of August of 2018. They had purchased between half a pound and 2 pounds approximately once a week. He said the two would bring the meth back to Wyoming and redistribute it. Harada also told officers that he and Butler shared an apartment at 2920 East 9th Street, which is approximately 295 feet from Fairview Elementary School, and that there were several safes in the apartment, one of which contained approximately $10,000 that they had made selling meth. After a search, approximately 0.88 pounds of methamphetamine, three stolen handguns, cash, and other drug paraphernalia were found.
What's it like to kill someone?
Emptiness.
Painful. It doesn't seem real.
There was no intent. It was never supposed to happen.
You don't go out to kill someone.
I keep seeing her head coming through the windshield.
I'm so very sorry.
There's nothing I can do to make it better.
Please, don't drink and drive.
It doesn't change the fact that I'm a killer.
This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A killer is a killer. Never, ever drink and drive.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
A 24-year-old Davenport, Iowa man is facing felony drug charges after a Wyoming trooper reportedly found 23.4 pounds of marijuana in his rental car. According to an affidavit, C. Edward Lavoyle Spears was stopped for speeding on Interstate 80 near Cheyenne on January 30th. When the trooper made contact with Spears, he smelled marijuana coming from the car and noticed raw marijuana on the neck of Spears' shirt. Spears reportedly told the trooper that he had smoked pot before leaving his hotel that morning and then voluntarily grabbed two glass containers and two foil packs of marijuana from the rear seat passenger area and handed them to the trooper. When troopers searched the car, they found 21 vacuum-sealed bags of marijuana in the trunk. A criminal history check of Spears also showed two priors for attempted delivery. He was arrested and charged with possession with intent to deliver marijuana and felony possession of marijuana. If convicted, he could face up to 15 years in prison. Spears is currently being held in the Laramie County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. Wyoming lawmakers propose to expand the role of a commission that oversees horse racing to include regulating all for-profit gambling. The new gambling commission, currently called the Paramutual Commission, would regulate everything from games of skill
to bingo halls. The law would exclude nonprofit organizations such as the Boy Scouts or National Rifle Association that rely on games like bingo to raise money. Such groups would still have to report gambling proceeds to the state. The Joint Committee on Travel, Recreation, and Cultural Resources voted 11-2 on January 30th to advance the bill for possible consideration by the full legislature in the month ahead.
This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.